The Blind Boys of Alabama have been singing gospel music for more than 60 years. The three surviving members of the group have teamed with a blues band, and they're turning pop and traditional blues songs into gospel. David Darcy reports.
The Blind Boys of Alabama have a showstopper these days. It's their rearrangement of the traditional hymn, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now
setting a hymn to an old blues tune is nothing new, but as 71-year-old singer Clarence Fountain explains, anything can be turned into a gospel song.
You could take any tune and you could put the lyrics in one spot and then bring the melody in another spot. It doesn't make any difference whether it's gospel or blues. You could turn it around and sing it the same way. See, blues and the gospel, they're first cousins. They go hand in hand.
In fact, blues harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite is backing the Blind Boys on their new recording and on stage.
That's the power that blues and gospel has. They can take any tune and make it sound better and give it some soul and feeling, bring it to life.
My mother, she taught me how to pray. Mother, she taught me how to pray. If I fail to pray, so below, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
The Blind Boys have probably performed just about every gospel song since they got together in 1939, when Fountain, Jimmy Carter, and George Scott were all students at the Talladega School for the Deaf and Blind in Central Alabama. They sang for soldiers stationed there during the war and made their first recording in 1948 when they were still teenagers. Clarence Fountain says they've been touring ever since.
All the time we've been on the road, I've never seen a hungry day in my life. I thought that the Lord said that you go and you wait, and whatever's right, I'll pay you. That's what the good book said. So I was thinking in my mind, this was God's way of showing us that he loves us and he will take care of us. He take care of the little sparrows and he take care of the birds. Sure, he can take care of me too.
For decades, the Blind Boys performed mostly in churches. If you heard them on the radio, it was on a religious station. But Charlie Musselwhite says he's been a fan since he was a teenager in Memphis, and they've helped him through some rough times.
Once when I was in Chicago, I didn't know it at the time. I was really sick. I found out later, years later, that I had a bout of TB. But I would lay on this couch, which was my bed, and I had a record player on the floor next to the couch, and I had a Staple Singers album and a Blind Boys album. And I just had the strength to pick the arm up and move it back to the first cut again. And to me, I felt like I got healed listening to them. I mean, they gave me the strength to get up again, it seemed like. Because all I had was some peanuts to eat and water and some grape juice. That's all I had. And I just laid there and listened to the Blind Boys and got well.
Oh, Lord, want you to fix a deal like this. Say, wait a minute. Good God Almighty. You'll fix it for my mother. And I know you will. Fix it for me, Lord.
The Blind Boys of Alabama finally crossed over to a mainstream audience in 1983 when they co-starred in The Gospel at Colonus, a hit Broadway adaptation of a Greek tragedy.
Voice foretold where I shall die,
where my soul shall
rest, where my soul.
Blind Boys tenor Jimmy Carter recalls what happened.
At that time, gospel was mostly resigned to black. The whites didn't know it until, way late on. So after when gospel like Alonis came, then that exposed us. And what we didn't know, we could have been doing it all the time because the white people wanted it. We just didn't know how to give it to them. We didn't have the opportunity to give it to them. So ever since then, you know, we have been accepted everywhere.
I wish the wind would lift me. Wish the wind would lift me like a dove. Like a dove.
Since the late 1980s, the Blind Boys have been on the pop circuit, thanks to longtime fans like Tom Petty, who's hired them as an opening act. Their current band features muscle light John Hammond Jr., and guitarist David Lindley, best known for his work with Jackson Browne.
I've always liked the Blind Boys' approach, as opposed to what you would hear nowadays as what's called gospel music. I associate what the Blind Boys do with the traditional harmonies and the placement of the voices and the energy that comes off the stage. That's the real thing.
The collaboration has led to some unusual orchestrations for gospel music. David Lindley plays the oud on Soldier.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
Soldier
in the army.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
Good soldier
in the army.
After all, Clarence Fountain says, his group can make anything sound sacred, even Jesus Is Gonna Be Here by Tom Waits, a singer whose reputation has placed him at the porcelain altar of his favorite bar more than in church.
Jesus gonna be here. He's gonna be here soon. He's gonna cover us up with leaves and a blanket from the moon.
Clarence Fountain says the Blind Boys can get to the heart of a song like that, and they can reach the hearts of Tom Waits' fans.
We sing with inspiration from on high, and we get our power from God. And what comes from the heart goes to the heart.
Got to keep my eyes wide open. I can see my Lord. Gonna watch the horizon. A brand new Ford. I can hear him rolling on down the lane, saying, "Hallowed be thy name." Jesus gonna be here, gonna be here soon.
The Blind Boys say they've been tempted to sing secular songs before. They did sing pop songs for their military audiences during the war. But Clarence Fountain says sticking with gospel looks like the right decision now when he thinks about what happened to Sam Cooke, a gospel singer who became a pop star and wound up shot to death in a Los Angeles motel.
See, I didn't turn my back on the Lord. I said I wanted to sing gospel music, and I wanted to sing it for the Lord. And I stayed my stay and didn't get off the path. And he's gone, and I'm still here.
Nevertheless, the Blind Boys of Alabama plan to continue working with blues and pop musicians, just as long as the lyrics are sacred. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.